This is WXDR Newark 91.3, listener-supported radio from the University of Delaware.
This is Mother's Day. This Mother's Day, of course, it's pretty late now to remind you of it. But if you didn't know it before, there's not much you can do about it now. We might possibly shame you into going or phoning to a florist. They're keeping open this evening just to accommodate late consciences. Mother's Day, it's a beautiful thought, but it's somebody with a hurting conscience that thought of the idea. It was someone who had neglected the mother for years, and then they figured out, I got to do something about Mama. And, you know, and then they said, well, we'll give Mama a day, you know. And knowing Mama that was easy, they figured, well, we'll just give her a day and it'll be all right with Mama. Then in return, my mother gives you the other 364, see? Of course, I doubt even then if the thing had gone through if it hadn't been for the florist. They grabbed it and started putting the idea over, you know. The florist, they did that. And, of course, florists have, they got mothers too. Florists have, but they've got more flowers than they got mothers. They've just practically corralled this Mother Day business. They have led us to believe that no matter how we have treated our mother during the past year, that a little bouquet of hyacinths or verbenas will square it, you know. Not only with mother, but with our conscience, too. When, as a matter of fact, you don't have to be squared with your mother. She knows you better than you know yourself. A mother is the only thing that is so constituted that they possess eternal love. Under any and all circumstances, no matter how you treat them, you still have their love. I was telling that to my wife today. I said, you know, Betty, I says, a mother and a dog is the only two things that will has eternal love. That no matter how you treat them. And my wife made me cut the dog out, said it didn't. Well, it didn't sound very good, and it might sound disrespectful to a mother, but I certainly didn't mean it that way, but it was the only thing there really is. You know what I mean? And so the poor old dog, he'll have to go. I can't use it on account of my wife made you leave the dog out, but he still loves you just the same and just as much as a mother did, but this being, maybe someday we'll have dog day too or something. I can use that on the dog, but I really do. I hate to leave the dog out, but my wife runs this outfit.
Mother's Day, as seen by Will Rogers back in 1935. Hello there, I'm Bill Chambliss, and this is Scratchy Grooves. The topic of tonight's program is not mothers, and I suspect any mother listening in will appreciate that. By 7 o'clock on Mother's Day, most mothers are probably full up to here with motherhood. So I thought I'd let Will Rogers take care of that particular subject, and I'd move on to something else. What else? Well, leftovers. Now, it just so happens that most mothers are pretty good with leftovers. My mother, for example, could stretch a chicken from Sunday through Wednesday, and nobody complained. But the leftovers I have in mind are songs, leftover from previous Scratchy Grooves programs. For each program, I bring about 19 or 20 songs down to the studio, but usually end up with only some left over because I talk too much or some of the songs are longer than I'd thought. So about once a year, I clean out the larder and serve up these leftovers in what I hope is a tasty dish. One thing I'll say for it, it's varied. So I hope you'll stick around and relax a bit, especially if you're a mother, and enjoy the next hour. We'll start off with the freshest leftover from last week's program on Fred Astaire. Here he is with a Cole Porter number, The Weeknd.
I'd like to try a number I'm not identified with. This one, simply because I like it so much. Another one of Cole Porter's. Mrs. Lousborough Goodby gives weekends, and her weekends are not a success. But she asks you so often, you finally soften and end by answering yes. When I left Mrs. Lousborough Goodby's, the letter I wrote was polite. But it would have been bliss had I dared write her this, the letter I wanted to write. Thank you so much, Mrs. Lousborough Goodby. Thank you so much. thank you so much for that infinite weekend with you. Thank you a lot, Mrs. Lousborough Goodby. Thank you a lot. And don't be surprised if you suddenly should be quietly shocked. For the clinging perfume and that damp little room, for those cocktails so hot and the bath that was not, for those guests so amusing and mentally bracing who talked about racing and racing and racing, for the ptomaine I got from your famous pink salmon, for the fortune I lost when you taught me backgammon, for those mornings I spent with your talkative mother, and those evenings I passed with that founder, your brother, and for making me swear to myself there and then never to go for a weekend again. Thank you so much, Mrs. Lousborough Goodby. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Cole Porter's The Letter. Fred Astaire. That was from a TV show broadcast on May 7th, 1958. It's been a while. Leftovers tonight. Leftover from my program by Arthur Tracy on April the 30th. Here's a 1936 number. Arthur Tracy, All My Life.
Appears. When you're near, my heart is always standing still. Your sweet voice is music to my ears, and the touch of your hand is a thrill. All my life
Arthur Tracy, All My Life. Next leftover is from A Kinder, Gentler Nation, program I did on April the 9th. Here's a song by Meredith Willson, sung by Kate Smith. May the good Lord bless and keep you. Let's dedicate that to all mothers listening in, okay? Kate Smith. Greatly missed, Kate Smith. Leftovers on Scratchy Grooves tonight. Leftover from a program I did back in April, an all-request show. For those of you who like Annette Henshaw, here she comes, 1931. You're the One I Care For.
Sincerely. paper, don't you love me? I keep wondering all day through. Gee, but I love to do things for you. I got a feeling, sort of feeling around me. I gotta have you somehow. My dreams are all about you, just you. It seems that nobody else will do. I hope that you feel the same way too about me. You're the one that I care for. You're the one, and so therefore I hope you care for me. That's all.
The That's All Girl, Annette Henshaw. Very popular, very smooth, popular singer back in the late 20s, early 30s. One of my favorites, and a lot of you out there like her too. I can tell by the phone calls and occasional letter you send. Another popular group this time, Andrews Sisters. This is from my Salute to Spring program back in March. I'll be with you in Apple Blossom time. Very distinctive voices of the Andrews Sisters. Apple Blossom time. Let's have a couple of these old leftover songs, leftover from previous programs. Here's one from the Girl Vocalist program I did back in March. Frances Langford to sing from Showboat, Can't Help Loving That Man, followed by a radiothon show I did on the subject of money back in March, I've Got a Pocket Full of Dreams, Louis Armstrong from 1938. First, Frances Langford.
Oh. must be something that the angels don't plan. The chimney's smoking, the roof is leaking in, but he don't seem to care. He can be happy with just a sip of gin. I even loved him when his kisses got gin. Fish got a swim and birds got a fly. I got a love.
To care, 'cause I've got a pocket full of dreams. It's my universe, even with an empty place, 'cause I've got a pocket full of dreams. Wouldn't take the wealth on Wall Street for the road where nature trots, and I calculate I'm worth my weight in gold rods. Oh, lucky, lucky me, I can live in luxury, 'cause I've got a pocket full of dreams. Thank you.
Louis Armstrong, preceded by Francis Langford, on a program of Leftovers tonight. Here's a program, or a song that was left over from my program on the Cotton Club performers, Duke Ellington's orchestra, Ethel Waters, to sing I Can't Give You Anything But Love. Notice on the second chorus, you may find a familiar imitation here. Ethel Waters.
Be broke, kid. It's not a joke, kid. It's a curse. My luck is changing. It's gotten from simply rotten to something worse. Who knows? Someday I will win too. I'll begin to reach my prime. Now, though I see what our end is, all I can spend is just my time. I can't give you anything but love, baby. And that's the only thing I've plenty of, baby. Dream a while, scheme a while, and we're sure to find happiness. And I guess fine for. Gee, I'd like to see you looking swell, baby. Diamond bracelets, Woolworth doesn't sell, baby. Till that lucky day, you know darn well, baby, I can't give you anything but love. I can't give you anything but love, baby. That's the only thing I've plenty of, baby. Dream a while, scheme a while, babe. You should have found my little lover. And I guess all those things that you know I'm fighting for. Gee, I'd like to see you looking swab, well, babe. But you know, diamond bracelets, Woolworth doesn't sell, baby. But oh, till that lucky day, you know darn well, baby, no, I can't give you anything but tit, 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 tit.
That was not Louis Armstrong. That was Ethel Waters. The recording back in her Cotton Club days. Now from the program I did on Where songs. Remember the series on Who, What, When, Where, Why? This is from the Where program back in February. John McCormick, Somewhere a Voice is Calling.
Under the shadows falling o'er on land and sea, somewhere a voice is calling. Oh,
Every boy needs the companionship and guidance of a man he could look up to. Big Brothers Big Sisters of Delaware has a waiting list of boys without fathers here in Newcastle County who need the very special friendship of a big brother. Don't you have a few hours a week you could spare? Call 998-3577 today.
And now, request time. Not tonight, Josephine. Last week, I had a call from a gentleman that wanted to hear a song called Nina Rosa. He said it was by Frank Sinatra. I have been unable to find Nina Rosa by Frank Sinatra, but I went back a little farther than that and found Nina Rosa by the Arden Omen Orchestra. The vocalist here is unknown. It just says vocal refrain, so your guess is as good as mine. It is not Frank Sinatra. Nina Rosa. There's a favorite song from the past that you'd like to hear. I'd be happy to play it for you next week if you'd call me here at 451-2701. 451-2701. Now getting back to the theme of tonight's program, which is leftovers, music left over from previous programs. Here from a program we did called Dance in America in February is Al Jolson, Go Into Your Dance.
A melancholy case of the blues, I've got a remedy for you. If you've an ounce of rhythm down in your shoes, I'll change your point of view. if you ain't singing a sad and blue song, sad. Go into your dad until you learn how to sing a new song. Go into your dad. Don't be complaining. Learn how to smile. And if it's raining, dance in the rain a while. Put off your sorrow until tomorrow.
That's from the soundtrack of a 1934 movie called Go Into Your Dance. I want to thank Ken Wining for letting me tape that quite a few months back. Al Jolson. Here from 1928, this is from a show that I call This and That, having to do with titles, song titles, This and That. One of those clever things I do once in a while. Back in January, Red Nichols, 1928, That's My Weakness Now. Nichols, 1928. Okay, turns out the song that was requested last week was Luna Rosa, L-U-N-A Rosa. I thought the man said Nina Rosa. My hearing isn't what it used to be. If anybody out there has a Frank Sinatra record called Luna Rosa, you've got a rare one. I'd like to know about it. 451-2701. 451-2701. Okay, left over from a program on river songs I did back in January. Here's Al Jolson again. This dates back to 1916. Has a few scratches. Down where the Suwannee River flows.
surprise today, while I was watching a photo play, I even saw my dear old hometown down in Dixieland. Oh, it was grand just to sit right there and gaze at the scenes of bygone days. Made me yearn to return to the land and the people I will love always. I even saw the same old school where I learned the golden rule, down where the Suwannee River flows. I wanna be there, down where the cotton blossoms grow. I wanna see there my little sister Flo, keeping time with Uncle Joe, singing a song and ragging on his old banjo. I see my dear old mother. Oh, Lordy, 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 how I love her. I can hear the birdies in the wild wood. Oh, happy childhood, just come back once more. My heart is sore, that's why I want to be well. They care for me. Every night they say a little prayer for me. Down where the Suwannee River flows. Down where the Suwannee River flows. I wanna be there. Down where the cotton blossoms grow. I wanna see there my little sister Flo, keeping time with Uncle Joe, singing a song and ragging on his old banjo. I see my dear old mother. Oh, Lordy, 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 oh, I love her. I can hear the birdies in the wild wood. Oh, happy childhood, just come back once more. My heart is sore, that's why I want to be well. They care for me. Every night they say a little prayer for me. Down where the Suwannee River flows.
Going all the way back to 1916. Al Jolson. Now, here's a song that's a record that's a little scratchy, but it's kind of nice. Helen Morgan sings. This is from a program called When Songs, doing that did back in January. Helen Morgan, When He Comes Home to Me.
Control my heart. No use trying to be wise. Since one certain fellow stole my heart, I see life through different eyes. He's as plain as he can be, but he's everything. Why? untrue. But if it should be, what will I do? Guess I'll forgive him when he comes home to me. But I love him. He's not the kind could be untrue. But if he should be, what will I do? Guess I'll forgive him when he comes home to me.
Now let's hear from Lee Wiley, left over from my New Year's Eve predictions program. This had something to do with savings and loans, I believe. You Came to My Rescue, 1936, Lee Wiley.
You came to my rescue. I was low, I was frantic. You came to my rescue. It was oh so romantic. I saw you and adored you. I began to live. Here's something to reward you. My heart is all I can give. You found me in danger of a life ever dreary. You found me a stranger, alone, alone. Some angel had to save me. I prayed to stars above. You came to my rescue with love. You came to my rescue. I was low, I was frantic. You came to my rescue. It was oh so romantic. I saw you and adored you, and I began to live. Here's something to reward you. My heart is all I can give. You found me in danger of a life ever dreary. You found me a stranger, alone, alone. Some angel had to save me. I prayed to stars above. You came to my rescue with love.
Lee Wiley. Doing leftovers on Scratchy Grooves tonight. Let's cast our mind back to Christmas Day. I did a show of relaxing music, not Christmas music for a change. But this is just about as relaxed as you can get. The Victor Salon Orchestra. Just a cottage small by a waterfall. Thank you. The Victor Salon Orchestra. Just a cottage, small by a waterfall. Now let's all yawn a little bit and then wake up again, because here comes Harry Reeser's Jazz Pilots, Tom Stacks, to sing a song from 1925. This is from an all-request show I did back in December. Harry Reeser, I'm sitting on top of the world.
Just rolling along.